Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and I'm happy you're here today. In this episode, we will learn English through one of the most famous books in the world, Atomic Habits by James Clear. This book is about small changes that create big results. It's not about doing more. It's about doing better, little by little. Today, I will take you chapter by chapter. I will explain everything in slow and simple English so you can understand every word. You will learn new English phrases, and at the same time, you will learn how to build good habits. Habits that can change your life. So, sit back, relax, and let's begin. Chapter 1: The Power of Tiny Changes. Tiny means very small. James Clear begins the book with a simple but powerful idea. Small habits can change your whole life. He tells a story about a man who wanted to become healthy again. At first, the man didn't run for hours or go to the gym every day. He just started by walking for 5 minutes. That's all, 5 small minutes. But here is the magic. He did it every single day. He didn't stop. 5 minutes became 10 minutes. 10 became 20. And after a few months, he was walking for 1 hour every day. He lost weight. He had more energy. He felt proud of himself. James Clear says, if you get 1% better every day, you will be 37 times better after 1 year. That number sounds small, only 1%, but that's very powerful. Imagine if every day you try to be just a little bit better than yesterday. Read one more page, smile one more time, learn one new word in English. After 1 year, these small moments become something huge. Let's think about this in another way. If a plane changes its direction by only 1 degree at the start, after many hours, it will arrive in a completely different country. A tiny change, a small change in direction, can lead to a completely new destination. Your habits work the same way. The word atomic means very small, like an atom, the smallest piece of matter. But atoms are powerful. When many atoms come together, they create everything in the universe. Mountains, oceans, trees, even us humans. So an atomic habit is a very small behavior that creates big changes over time, if you repeat it. You don't need to be perfect today. You just need to be a little bit better than yesterday. That's enough. Now let's look at a few real examples. If you start walking for 5 minutes every morning, soon you will want to walk for 10, then 15. After a few months, your body becomes stronger, your mind becomes clearer, and your energy grows. If you drink one more glass of water every day, your skin gets better, your focus improves, and you feel more awake. If you learn just one English word a day, in 1 year, you will know 365 new words. That's a lot of progress from something so small. Small things are important. They matter. Small changes add up. Small wins become big victories. James Clear says, success is not about big moves. It is about small steps repeated again and again. When you do something small every day, your brain learns, this is who I am now. And that new identity grows stronger. So remember, small habits look weak at first, but they grow stronger over time, like a seed that becomes a tree. That's how real change begins. Chapter 2. How habits shape your identity. Identity is about who we are. In this chapter, James Clear says something very important. Your habits are not just about what you do. They are about who you become. They are about your identity. Many people try to change their habits by setting goals. They say things like, I want to lose 10 kilos. I want to learn English fluently. I want to save more money. But James Clear says that's the wrong place to start. Instead of focusing on the goal, focus on the identity. Ask yourself, who do I want to become? Because every small action is important for the kind of person you want to become. If you read a few pages every day, you are becoming a reader. If you exercise, even for 5 minutes, you are becoming an active person. If you listen to English podcasts every morning, you are becoming an English speaker. Each small action is a message to your brain. This is who I am now. Now, let's think about two different people who both want to quit smoking. One person says, no, thanks, I'm trying to quit. The other person says, no, thanks, I'm not a smoker. Do you feel the difference? The first person still sees themselves as a smoker. They are just trying to change. The second person already believes they are not a smoker anymore. The identity has changed. When your identity changes, your habits follow naturally. Now let's take another example, learning English. If you keep saying, I'm not good at English, your brain believes it. You will feel shy. You will feel afraid to speak. But if you start saying, I'm learning English every day, or I am the kind of person who loves learning languages, your brain starts building a new identity. You feel more confident. You feel more open. You feel more motivated. James Clear says that most people focus on the results, like losing weight, earning money, or speaking better English. But results are only the surface. They are what we see. James Clear says there are three levels of change. Changing what you get, changing what you do, and changing what you believe. I say that again. Changing what you get, that's the outcome. Changing what you do, that's the process. And changing what you believe, that's your identity. The first two are outside changes. Real change grows from the inside out, from changing what you believe, from changing your identity, to changing what you do and what you get. Now, let's make it a little bit more practical. Imagine someone who wants to get fit. If she only says, "I want to lose 5 kilos," she might go to the gym for 1 week and stop. But if she says, "I'm a healthy person who takes care of her body," she will act differently. She will behave differently. She will think, "A healthy person eats vegetables. A healthy person goes for a walk." Her identity will guide her actions, not just her goals. The same is true for an English learner. If you say, "I want to speak like a native," you might feel pressure. But if you say, "I'm the kind of person who learns English every day," you feel calm and motivated. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to live your identity. Chapter 3. How Habits Work. All right. James Clear says that every habit, good or bad, follows the same simple pattern. It has 4 steps. These steps happen in your brain automatically, even when you don't notice them. The first step is cue. That means something tells your brain to start. It gives it a cue. The second one is craving. The strong feeling or desire to do something. The third one is response. That is the action you take. And finally, reward. That's the good feeling you get after doing it. Now let's look at the 4 steps more closely. Step 1, the cue. A cue is a small signal. It's a signal that starts the habit. It's like a light that says, "Hey, it's time to do this again." Okay? Cues can be anything. They can be a place. They can be a time. They can be a sound. They can be a person or even an emotion. For example, you walk into the kitchen and see a cookie on the table. That's a cue. That's a signal. Your brain remembers the taste and says, "Ah, I want that." Or you hear your phone buzz. That's a cue. That's a signal. It tells you to check your messages. Or you finish dinner and see your running shoes by the door. That's a cue to go for a walk. That's a signal. So cues and signals are everywhere. If you know your cues, you can control your habits more easily. The second step is craving. After the cue, after the signal, comes the craving. A craving is not the action itself. It's the strong desire behind the action. You don't really want the cookies. You want the sweet taste that makes you feel happy. You don't want to check your phone. You want to feel connected to people. All habits start with a craving, a small promise your brain makes. If you do this, you will feel good. Now, the stronger the craving, the more likely you are to act. If you crave relaxation, you might turn on the TV after work. If you crave progress, you might open your notebook to study English. if you crave attention, you might post a photo online. Cravings are emotional. They come from how you feel, not just what you see. To crave something means to have a very strong feeling of wanting something, okay? When you want something very much, you actually crave it. Now we move on to the third step, the response. The response is the actual action. That is what you do. You eat the cookie. You check the phone. You go for a run. Sometimes the response is automatic. You don't even think. You just do it. For example, when you sit down and open YouTube without thinking, that's a response. When you open your English book after dinner because it's your routine, that's also a response. Whether or not you act depends on how difficult it is. If the action is easy, you will do it. If it's hard, you probably won't. That's why James Clear says, make good habits easy and bad habits hard. Finally comes the reward, the result you get from your action. The reward satisfies the craving and teaches your brain. It tells your brain, this feels good. Let's do it again next time. For example, you eat the cookie, you feel happy and full. That's a reward. You check your phone, you see a message from a friend. That's a reward. You go for a run, you feel light and strong. That's a reward. Rewards are powerful. When your brain connects the cue, craving, response, and reward, it builds a memory. The memory says, this was good. Let's do it again. Let's repeat it. That's how habits form. Now, let's look at one complete example. You wake up in the morning and smell coffee. That's the signal. You crave energy. That's the craving. You pour a cup and drink it. That's the response. Then you feel awake and ready. That's the reward. So your brain learns, coffee makes me feel good in the morning. Next day, when you wake up, your brain looks for the signal again. Without thinking, you go for a coffee. The habit is now automatic. The same system can work for positive habits too. You open your English podcast app. That's a cue. You want to feel proud and learn something new. That's the craving. You listen for 10 minutes. That's the response. You feel happy and motivated. That's the reward. So now your brain says, listening to English makes me feel good, makes me feel proud of myself. Soon, you will do it automatically, even without thinking. James Clear says that to change any habit, good or bad, you must understand this loop, this cycle. If you want to start a good habit, you should make the cue, the signal, clear. You should make the craving strong. You should make the response easy. And you should make the reward satisfying. If you want to stop a bad habit, you do the opposite. Make the cue invisible. Invisible means something you cannot see. Make the craving weak. Make the response hard. And make the reward unsatisfying. That's the science behind every habit you have. Your brain learns through repetition and reward. The more often you repeat the cycle, the faster it becomes automatic. After some time, your body and mind just do it, like brushing your teeth, or saying thank you, or checking your messages. That's why changing habits takes time and awareness. But when you understand how the cycle works, you can build any habit you want. Chapter 4, The First Law. Make it obvious. James Clear says the first rule for building better habits is very simple. Make it obvious. That means make your good habits clear and easy to see. Obvious. Our brains are lazy. They like easy things. If something is hidden, we forget it. If something is in front of us, we do it without thinking. So, if you want to build good habits, don't hide them. Make them easy to see. The things you see around you send messages to your brain every day. You don't always see them. You don't always notice them. But they affect what you do. Affect means to change or influence something. So, if you put a bowl of fruit on your table, you will eat more fruit. If you hide it in the fridge, you might forget it's there. If you put your running shoes near the door, you will remember to go for a walk. If they are in a closet, you may stay on the sofa. If you leave your English notebook open on your desk, you will probably study. If you keep it inside your bag, you will say, maybe tomorrow. Small changes in what you see can change your actions. That's why James Clear says, environment is stronger than motivation. If you want to change your habits, change what you see around you. James Clear also gives a small idea called habit stacking. Stacking means adding a new habit to an old one. Your old habit becomes a cue, something that reminds you to start the new one. Now, here's the simple formula. After I do something, I will do something else. Here are some examples. After I brush my teeth, I will floss. After I pour my morning coffee, I will read one page of a book. After I finish lunch, I will listen to a short English podcast. After I sit at my desk, I will write one English sentence. Your first habit reminds your brain to do the next one. It's like building a small bridge between two actions. Habit stacking works because you already do the first thing every day. Brushing, eating, drinking, sitting. So it's easy to connect it to something new. When you link habits, when you connect your habits, your day feels smoother. Another helpful idea is deciding exactly when and where you will do your habits. Instead of saying, "I will study later," say, "I will study English at 7 p.m. at my desk." Instead of saying, "I'll exercise more," say, "I'll walk in the park at 6:30 every morning." When you plan the time and place, your brain knows what to do. If your plan is not clear, you will probably do nothing. If your plan is clear, you will act. One person says, "I want to eat healthier." The other person says, I'll make a salad for lunch at 12:30 every day. Who will succeed, do you think? Of course, the second person, because the plan is simple and clear. He says, I'll make a salad for lunch at 12:30 every day. It's simple and clear. The more exact your plan, the easier it becomes to follow it. Now, sometimes we forget new habits because we don't see them. James Clear says, make visible reminders, things that help you remember. Visible means easy to see. If you want to drink more water, keep a water bottle on your desk or in your bag. If you want to take vitamins every morning, put the bottle next to your toothbrush. If you want to call your parents every week, write it on your calendar or stick a note on your mirror. Reminders help your brain remember your plan. It's not about being strong, it's about making things easy to see. James Clear says many people try too hard to use willpower. Willpower is the mental strength to stop or start something. But he says, don't try to be stronger. Make your space help you. This idea is called environment design. It means changing your surroundings so good habits happen naturally. Surroundings means everything that is around you. For example, you want to read more? Keep books in every room. Want to watch less TV? Unplug the table or hide the remote. Want to use your phone less? Charge it in another room. Want to eat less junk food? Don't buy it. Want to write more? Keep a notebook near your bed. You don't have to fight bad habits, just make them harder to do. And make your good habits easy to start. When your space helps you, you don't need motivation. You will just do it. Now, James Clear also says, to make good habits easy, make bad ones hard to see. If your phone is the first thing you see in the morning, you will start scrolling. But if you put it in another room, you will stop that habit easily. If you see chips on the table, you will eat them. If you put them in a drawer, you won't. If YouTube or social media distracts you while you work, log out or use an app blocker. When something is invisible, your brain forgets it. Invisible means difficult or impossible to see. So, you don't need to change everything in one day. Start small. One desk, one corner, one room. Make one part of your space clear for your new habit. For example, a quiet desk for studying English. A small mat near your bed for morning stretches. A fruit bowl on your kitchen counter. When your space supports your habit, it feels easy and natural. That's the power of making it obvious, easy to see. It's not about being strong. It's about good design. Make your good habits easy to see. Hide the bad ones. Your eyes guide your brain, and your brain guides your actions. And that's how the first law works. Make it obvious. Chapter 5. The second law. Make it attractive. The second law of building better habits is make it attractive. James Clear says that we repeat things we enjoy. If a habit feels good, we will want to do it again. If it feels boring or painful, we will try to avoid it. So, to build a good habit, we must make it fun. We must make it pleasant. We must make it interesting. That's what makes a habit stick. Your brain always asks one question before doing anything. Will this make me feel good? When the answer is yes, your brain feels excited and sends a chemical called dopamine, the feel-good signal. That's why you enjoy eating chocolate or watching your favorite show. If you can connect that same good feeling to your good habits, they'll become easier to do. Not something you have to do, but something you want to do. If you enjoy learning English through your favorite movies or songs, you will study more naturally. You won't say, "I must study." You will say, "I can't wait to learn today." That's what making habits attractive means. Chapter 6, The Third Law, Make It Easy. James Clear says the third rule for building good habits is very simple. Make it easy. When people wait for the right time to start a habit, they say, "I will start when I feel ready," or "I will begin when I have more time." But motivation comes and goes. If you wait to feel ready, you will never start. So don't wait. Make your habit so easy that you can begin right now. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to begin. James Clear also says that the best way to start a new habit is to make it very small. He calls this idea the 2-minute rule. It means when you start a new habit, it should take less than 2 minutes. For example, you want to read every night? Read one page. You want to exercise? Put on your shoes and stretch for 2 minutes. You want to meditate? Sit down and take one deep breath. You want to write? Just write. Write just one sentence. Now, why does this work? This works because small actions feel easy. Your brain says, "This is simple. I can do it." When you start, it becomes easier to continue. The hardest part of any habit is the beginning. Once you start, your body and mind keep going naturally. Many people often confuse motion with action. Motion means planning, thinking, or preparing. Action means actually doing. So, reading about exercise is a motion. Doing 10 push-ups, that's an action. Watching English videos is a motion. Saying one English sentence is an action. Motion feels good because it looks like work, but real change only happens with action. So don't wait for a perfect plan. Just do a small version of your habit right now. Small actions create real progress and build confidence. James Clear says that your daily routine is more important than trying to be perfect. To build a habit, repeat it often, even if it's small. Don't wait for the perfect time. Just repeat again and again. For example, if you study English for 5 minutes every day, you will improve more than studying for 2 hours once a week. Why? Because your brain learns best from short, regular practice. Repetition builds memory. The more you repeat, the easier it becomes, until it feels automatic, like brushing your teeth. When you want to build a new habit, make the first step so small that you can't say no. Want to write a journal? Write one word. Want to exercise? Stretch for 1 minute. Want to tidy your room? Clean one small corner. Once you start, you will usually continue naturally. This is called a gateway habit, a small door that opens to bigger actions. Chapter 7, The Fourth Law, Make It Satisfying. The fourth law of building good habits is make it satisfying. James Clear says that we repeat the things that make us feel good. If a habit gives you pleasure or pride, your brain says, let's do it again. If it feels boring or painful, you will stop. So, to keep a good habit alive, you need to make it feel rewarding. When something feels satisfying, your brain marks it as a success. That small feeling of success becomes a signal to continue next time. Our brains are designed to look for rewards. When you do something good and it feels nice, your brain releases a chemical called dopamine. It makes you feel happy, proud, and excited. But if the result of your habit comes too far in the future, it's hard for your brain to stay motivated. For example, when you start exercising, you don't see results after 1 day. When you start saving money, your account doesn't grow fast. When you start learning English, you don't speak fluently after 1 week. These results come later. That's why you must give yourself small rewards now. That helps you keep your brain happy and motivated. James Clear gives a smart rule for staying consistent. Never miss twice. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone misses a day. That's normal. But the danger is when one missed day turns into two or three. So the rule is simple. If you miss 1 day, forgive yourself, but make sure you do it the next day. For example, if you forget to practice English today, that's fine. But tomorrow, listen to your podcast again. Missed one workout? Okay. Just don't miss the next one. This rule helps you stay on track. It reminds you that one mistake is not the end, as long as you get back quickly. The author says that our behavior often depends more on where we are than who we are. You can be very focused in the library, but distracted at home. You can eat healthy in one city, but forget your diet in another. Context shapes actions. So, if you find it hard to change in one place, try changing your location. Study in a cafe, walk in a new park, work in a different corner of your house. A new space creates a new mindset, a new way of thinking. You don't need to have a big house or expensive tools. Good environment design is about clarity. Clear spaces make clear minds. A tidy desk invites focus. A messy one invites distraction. A visible notebook invites writing. A closed drawer invites forgetfulness. So, clean your space organize it simply and let it reflect your goals. Your environment is like a silent teacher. It reminds you every day of who you want to be. When you design your environment to support good habits and hide bad ones, you no longer need to fight against yourself. Your surroundings, your environment, your context start helping you. They become your invisible team. They guide you, they remind you, and they support you. Breaking bad habits takes time, just like building good ones. You can't erase years of behavior in one day. But every time you resist the bad habit, every time you don't do it, you are teaching your brain something new. You are saying, "I am stronger than my impulses." It may feel slow at start, but every small victory adds up. And each time you choose the better action, you become the better version of yourself. That's how James Clear teaches us to break bad habits. Make them invisible, difficult to see, unattractive, difficult to do, and unsatisfying. When you replace them with something better, you don't just change your behavior, you change your whole life. Many people punish themselves when they fail. They say, "I'm lazy," or "I can't do anything right." But punishment doesn't help. It makes you stop trying. James Clear suggests replacing punishment with feedback. Feedback means looking at your mistake calmly and asking, "What can I learn from this?" For example, you missed your English practice because you were tired. Okay, maybe you should practice in the morning instead. You forgot your daily walk. Okay, maybe set a reminder or put your shoes where you can see them. Every mistake is a message, not a failure. When you learn from it, you turn failure into fuel. That feeling of improvement, even after mistakes, is deeply satisfying. Okay, and that's the end of today's long journey through Atomic Habits by James Clear. We learned that real change doesn't happen in one day. It happens slowly through small daily actions. 1% better every day becomes something amazing after 1 year. That's the secret of Atomic Habits. Remember the four simple laws. Make it obvious. Put good habits where you can see them. Make it attractive. Make them fun and pleasant. Make it easy. Start small, very small. And make it satisfying. Reward yourself and enjoy the feeling. If you follow these four laws, you can change almost anything in your life. You can learn English faster. You can live healthier. You can become more confident. You can reach any goal, one small step at a time. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to do everything today. You just need to begin, even for 2 minutes. Because when you start, your life begins to move. So, here's my small challenge for you. Choose one tiny habit today. It can be listening to this podcast every morning or writing one new English word every night. Do it for 1 week and see how you feel. If it feels good, keep going. you will be surprised how quickly small things grow. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and I'm so proud of you for learning, for growing, and for showing up today. Remember, big change starts small. So, until next time, keep practicing English, keep speaking, and keep believing in small changes. Bye for now.